Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. In the
world tonight. Are you having fun? If nothing else, I hope you're laughing at me when I talk about eating nasty food off the floorboard of my car. And I swear, I thought it was the goldfish I just dropped. It was not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. If you are just now starting your work week, you're waking up to start a shorter work week because you were off for the Indigenous Peoples Day holiday, almost called it by its previous name. But if you were off for that long holiday weekend, all right, fine, don't flaunt it. But we've been here the whole time, and now we're wrapping up week five in the NFL. We are talking about baseball playoffs, and we've got some updates on injuries in the football world because there are always some serious ones coming out of every weekend. And really, the dust settling on week five, we'll spend more time coming up on our hump show, kind of looking at these first 5 weeks and some of the implications, maybe some of the storylines that caught us off guard. There's always that in the NFL, right? But got to balance that with baseball playoffs. And in minutes here, it's a figure in sports, an achievement in sports, a goat in sports that needs a little more attention. I've been paying attention to what this goat is up to, but I haven't had a chance to talk about it, to bring it to your attention. Oh, yeah. It needs a spotlight or two or three or four. Definitely needs an additional trophy case. So we'll get to that here coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Can you imagine goats with trophy cases in their little goat houses? On Twitter, A-Law Radio, you can now vote for two polls. They're overlapping here for the next few minutes. Monday MVP, the big reveal coming before the end of the show. And ever since I told you about it at the start of the show, the gap has narrowed. It's really little now between our top two candidates. They are pacing the field, but of the four, we now have the top two separated by mere hundredths of a percentage point. And then our TD of the week, polling is brisk early on. One of our candidates has already been lapped, but the other three are making a go of it. So check that out on both Twitter, also on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Phone number 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jack is listening in Detroit. Jack, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy, long-time listener, and it makes me realize how long I've been on the night shift.
me too.
I still remember giving Jay crap for eating all your leftover Halloween candy months after, and I realized it was the month of October.
It is.
But what I was saying is I didn't want you to jinx my Lions, because do you remember when Nate Burleson, you know, he reached down to pick up a piece of pizza on the floor and he got in a car accident?
I don't actually remember that. Oh, my goodness.
You don't?
Uh-uh.
No, Nate Burleson had an injury. He had a car accident, and it was during the football season. And he was reaching on his passenger seat floor, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm 99% sure that he got in a car accident, and he couldn't play that following week, that weekend.
I'm looking it up right now, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and Yeah, like I said, it was kind of funny. It just kind of reminded me of it. But, yeah, give some love to the Lions. They need it, and they got it, and
well,
they
if
got
you listen
talent.
To the, if you listen to the show on a regular basis, you know we picked the Lions even before the season started to jump on their bandwagon. And on our first show to start the week, because I was here last night, we did a whole bunch of chatter about the Lions and about being 4-1, best start since 2011. And apparently you missed it, Jack. I threw Jared Goff out there as an early MVP candidate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he made up for his TD interception ratio. He built that up over the Carolina Panthers. So, yeah, one pride all day. I'll be there on Thanksgiving too.
Nice, that'll be
but,
fun.
I love the show. Listen to it every night when I'm driving home from work. And thanks and congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you, Jack. I appreciate that. And I'm going to share the story here about Nate Burleson because I had not heard this before. I don't remember this. This was 2013. But thank you for the reminder. I'm going to share it with people now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Have a good night. That's really funny. Okay, looked it up. Nate Burleson, who is part of the NFL and CBS and, gosh, everything else out there. Nickelodeon. He's one of the most popular broadcasters these days. And he was a Lions wide receiver. And also, he's been on the show. Anyway, here's the story. I do not remember this. I must not have covered this going back to the fall of 2013. He tried to save a pizza box that was falling off the seat of his car. While he's driving, he leans over. He's trying to kind of readjust these pizza boxes because they're sliding off the seat in his car. Well, his SUV, he had a Yukon. And when he did that, he broke his arm in a car accident. Ow! So he slid off the interstate, apparently. And when he wrecked his car, it was a single car accident. When he wrecked his car and called police, he told them that his arm was in a lot of pain. So he was taken to the hospital and his arm was broken in two places. He had to have surgery to repair a pair of broken bones in his forearm. This is under Jim Schwartz for the Lions.
Do you want to hear a quote by Jim Schwartz from about that incident?
Yes.
From like for after everything happened and they're like the dust is settling. So Jim Schwartz, his response to the injury was, "The one thing I probably need to cure myself of is eating and driving. There's too many times I'm leaving the office late at night and you grab something. I've had it happen to me. Drop it on your lap or do something else. That's stuff we all need to learn from."
Now, if only I'd known that before I grabbed a nasty goldfish off the floorboard of my car. So this actually comes, this is really funny, speaking of quotes, comes from the Michigan State Police Lieutenant Michael Shaw, who was reporting or who was sharing the details of this Burleson crash. Quote, "It was actually a whole pizza. He had purchased two whole pizzas and one was sitting on top of the other one. And I guess when he was driving, one of them was slipping off and he was reaching over to push it back onto the seat and overcorrected and hit the median wall."
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, dear.
This is horrifying.
Oh, dear. And no, drug and alcohol, not a factor in the crash. He was not impaired in any way, but he was then required to have surgery. To repair. That's what I said a minute ago. Surgery.
I was talking to this article.
Oh, okay. Surgery to repair a couple of broken bones in his forearm. Wow. That sucks.
This is a real thing that could happen to me, I feel like, because if I'm driving with two pizza boxes and I see one starting to slip on a turn or whatever, you know I'm grabbing that pizza box and not letting it slip. That's precious cargo.
Yeah, you don't want your pizza box or your pizza all over the floorboard of your car. Here's another quote from Jim Schwartz. "We've all dealt with some sort of distraction driving before. I cured myself of texting and driving. I did it for about 2 months now. I never even touch my cell phone in the car anymore." So he's kind of worried about distracted driving, but apparently never thought about eating and driving and the fact that a pizza could be to his detriment.
Jim Schwartz is texting and driving. He's eating and driving. Should we just get him a driver already? Or I guess it doesn't matter.
No,
anymore,
he says he's not texting and driving anymore. So he cured himself of that. Now does not touch the pizza, even if it ends up all over his floorboard. But how many of us have done this? And driving in a big city like New York, which is where we're located, it happens all the time. I have to slam on my brakes because some idiot does something ridiculous in front of me, or because you come over, I don't know, you come around a corner, someone's not where they're supposed to be, someone, actually this happened, three cars drag racing past me on the highway on my way into work. No joke, I thought at least one of them was going to hit me because I was in the middle lane and there were three of them coming from both sides of me. Yeah, it was scary. So I slam on my brakes because I'm nervous. Anyway, slam on your brakes and your stuff sitting in the passenger seat. At least that's where I put my tote and my food and sometimes my water, my phone. It all goes flying. Now, the worst is when the bag tips over and everything falls out in the passenger side floorboard. I will cop to reaching over while I'm driving and trying to pick stuff up off the floorboard. But in an SUV, now in a little car, I drove Nissan Sentras for years. In a little car, you can reach. It's a little easier to reach. In an SUV, that's a stretch. I have a small SUV, but you always have to stretch, and sometimes you can't reach it. And if you do stretch over, you're often taking your eyes off the road. And as Nate found out, you overcorrect sometimes and can then end up in an accident. So it's really hard for me to leave that stuff, especially when I see my bag tipped over upside down and I know everything's falling out. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I'm the same way. If I see anything, that's what I'm saying. I feel like this could be a real
thing. It's a warning from Jack. Jack and Nate reminding us. Let's talk to Doug, who's in Chicago. Doug, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. I just had a story about a goldfish. I want to tell you that I was at in Vero Beach in Florida for Super Bowl one year, just watching at the VFW Hall. And obviously I had too much to drink, but I was telling my son, I said, hey, someone's putting their cigarette butts in the goldfish bowl. And he looked at me, he said, Dad, he said, you are eating out of the ashtray. And so, I was actually pooping goldfish and then putting them in my mouth, but I had the filters of cigarettes that I was like chewing on, and I was like, oh, this is so gross.
Ew. How much did you have to drink?
A little too much.
Ew.
Yeah, so instead of air balls, I had cigarette filters.
All right, well, I wasn't drinking and driving. I was not impaired. I just saw the goldfish on my floorboard. Let's not make a comparison between what you were doing completely stationary and what I was doing while I was driving and mistook a new goldfish for an old goldfish.
Yeah, but it was still a gross thing in my mouth, like you said.
Oh, yeah, no, that's disgusting. Okay, on that note, thank you for listening, Doug, in Chicago.
Take care.
Ew. I can't believe that he was reminded of his story based on the fact that I ate an old goldfish. That's disgusting. Well, I actually am allergic to cigarette smoke. I'm not a fan of smoking or the smell, and I can't even imagine eating a butt.
It's got to be one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, that's pretty disgusting.
Could you imagine just a random bar ashtray, too? Like, not even your own?
No, I cannot. No, I'm not going to imagine that. I'm definitely not going to imagine that. Okay, so who had the worst day then? Doug, who was eating cigarette butts, or Mario Cristobal? What do you think? Have you guys heard this story, or if you didn't hear the story, did you see the highlights on a different, maybe a show that you watch or that you listen to? This is, talk about a moment that a head coach may never live down. You know what it reminds me of? Our friend Dan Orlovsky, who no matter what else he does in his life, he's a dad, he's a husband, he's a very successful analyst. He now does analyst for actual games on ESPN and other outlets, both NFL and college. Do you know what people remember him for? Producer Jay, what do people remember him for?
Running behind the end zone.
Running out of the end zone.
It happened recently. I forgot which game. Like, I don't know, week three or something. And when the announcer goes, oh, did he Orlovsky? It's the play. When you do it, they just call it the Orlovsky now.
It's a thing. Okay. So I wonder if Mario Cristobal is going to end up in the same space. If you don't know the details, it was blowing up Twitter at the time. I was actually watching Twitter blow up over it. I wasn't watching the game live, but then very quickly was caught up based on social media. He's the head coach of Miami. And on Saturday night, instead of taking a knee to preserve a win in the final minute against Georgia Tech. Now, this is Miami up by three. So Miami up by a field goal. They've got the ball on third down. There are 33 seconds to go on the clock. 40-second play clock in college football. Easy peasy, right? Kneel down. Game is over. Make your handshake. Celebrate the win in the locker room. That's all the Canes had to do. Instead, Cristobal calls for a run play. Oh, no. Not only does Cristobal call for a run play, but the Miami Hurricanes follow through. They don't challenge him. A fumble happens. Oh, dear. I'm not even going to tell you which player fumbled because I don't even feel like it's his fault. He fumbles. Georgia Tech recovers. Now 25 seconds left. Obviously still trailing by 3 points. But in those 25 seconds, they get a 44-yard touchdown pass and take a lead with 1 second left on the clock. Jay, do we have the play-by-play? No, okay, unfortunately, because that would be incredible. If you haven't seen it, though, it's on social everywhere. Georgia Tech shocking Miami and the college football world and Mario Cristobal. And he explains the decision or explains what he's thinking in that moment.
Tough one on Saturday. A really tough one. Defense played really, really well in a game where we were a little bit out of sorts offensively, but a team battled really hard and gave us an opportunity to win. And as I stated, I made the wrong call, you know, take full ownership and not taking a knee and giving them the opportunity to have a couple of extra plays and preventing us from sealing the win. So our guys showed up, both coaches and players showed up with a tremendous attitude, which is not surprising, to get right back to work and go get better and all focus on improvement and getting ready for our opportunity this weekend and looking forward to getting after it again.
Poor guy. It's not often that I feel sorry for someone in sports, but I did feel sorry for him. It was just a mental lapse. A brain fart is what we call it. We're human beings. Everyone is subject to brain farts now and then. Except, here's my other question. Why isn't there another coach telling him, hey, kneel the ball down? Why isn't his quarterback responding? Isn't there anybody who can tell him, hey, coach, all we got to do is take an E? So then exactly what do you say to your players in the locker room? What do you say to all of those eyeballs who are staring at you and maybe now questioning your leadership? And on Saturday, to be fair, he was really flustered. He didn't bring it up until the media asked him, why? Why did you decide to run the ball? And he finally admitted we should have taken a knee. Now, after a couple of days to think about it, to stew over it, maybe to sleep on it or not sleep on it, he was a little more controlled and admits, yeah, I completely screwed up. And so did he talk to the team?
We always talk openly and honestly, and it's no different than I'm saying now. You do it. That's all. The only way we do things around here is that way. And I think our team understands that, appreciates that. I think our team is also a team that takes accountability as a whole and as a team and all the things that we can do better. But it's also just like we ask our players, we also ask our coach to do the same. And that's what I do. And that's what I did.
All the dominoes had to drop for Miami to lose. Yes, the Canes could have run the clock out or with one snap, two snaps. Again, it feels like you're getting too cute there. Sure, it could have just been your standard run play. Nothing happens except there's a fumble. There's a recovery by the Jackets, Yellow Jackets. Then they turn around and get a deep touchdown pass to win it. Everything had to go right for Georgia Tech, but that is sports. And the hard part is if you're Mario Cristobal or if you're the offensive coordinator, Shannon Dawson, you know it never had to get to that point. It's absolutely on you, and you're supposed to be the guys who know, the guys who don't take the bait. Oh, let's pad our stats. And I'm sure that's not what they were doing. I don't even know what they were doing. Why does it matter if you run two more plays? The win is the only thing that matters.
What we did at the end was the wrong decision. I called it. It is what it is. You know, I wish we would have done something different, but we didn't. So, got to live with it.
He says, I called it. which is true, but it's on the head coach to squash it if he doesn't like it. It's on the head coach to say, no. But honestly, as much as these are college kids and they're trained to take the play and go, I wonder if any of the players thought, no way. If you're the quarterback, do you take a knee anyway, regardless of what the coach says?
I don't know his name, but there was a defensive player who they showed, like, you know, no audio. He was just on the sideline, and he's looking up, and you could read his lips, and he goes, "What the F are we doing?" Like, so, oh, yeah.
Man, I felt terrible for them, but this is sports, right? You give a team an opening, you don't slam the door. You give a team a foot in the door, so to speak, to use that door analogy, and it can blow up in your face. That door can get smashed back in your face. Huh. That was just one of the wacky moments from the college football weekend. Speaking of the weekend, and, well, it wasn't wacky, but it was wonderful. It was a GOAT moment. And you need to hear from the GOAT. There needs to be more attention on this particular GOAT, because it's been anything but typical to get to GOAT status. Is that enough of a tease, do you think? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week, it's been a long Olympic process, it's been a long year, so just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out, but we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
If you don't recognize that voice, it is the most decorated gymnast in USA history, Simone Biles. But that's not recent. That goes back a couple years ago. Simone really shocked the world when she pulled out of the team competition in the Tokyo Olympics. Now remember, they took place in July of 21. They were supposed to take place in 2020, but they took place in Tokyo in 21 in the summer. And they took place without any real fans in the stands. And so instead of competing with Team USA, she pulls out of both the team competition and the individual all around. I can't remember what exercise she went back and competed in. So she did compete in an individual event, if I remember correctly. But do you all recall the term twisties? And all the debate that was had about the twisties. And we didn't know much about it at the time. But in the gymnastics world, they recognize it's a mental block. It's about anxiety. And she was nervous about having the twisties, being disoriented, not feeling comfortable or confident when she was flying through the air doing various feats on the uneven bar, on the floor exercise, even on the vault. It could be dangerous. You can be hurt, even permanently debilitated. If you land upside down, you can break your neck if you're doing one of these exercises and you lose track of where you are in the air, or because of your anxiety, you're not completely focused on what you're doing. And Simone Biles talked about the pressure that she was putting on herself and the fact that it had just gotten to her and she wasn't having fun anymore. Now fast forward 2 years, and she's back in competition. And over the weekend in Belgium, Antwerp, Belgium, she won her 30th gold medal, 30th world medal, but ringing true with gold again and again. In the team competition, in the all-around, she was the individual all-around champion again. She won gold on She won gold on balance beam. If you haven't seen her routine, it's brilliant. And her smile is brilliant. And she also won gold on floor exercise. Silver in vault, I believe. 37 is the final count. 37 medals combined between World Championships and Olympic Games. That puts her in a category in a rarefied air all to herself. 37 medals. We're talking about Michael Phelps territory. The type of record that can't imagine will ever be approached or touched. And I caught this on Twitter. Maybe you did too if you happen to follow her, if you look back at some of her tweets. A fan posted, remember like 5 months ago, we didn't think Simone would ever compete again? And she replies with real talk, I didn't think so either. Congratulations to Simone Biles. Don't know yet if she'll compete in the Paris Olympics, which come up next year. But she's not a spring chicken. What she's doing in gymnastics is not only is it unheard of, but it's challenging for someone of her age. Because so often we're talking about pixies. Now, gymnastics has changed a little bit in the past, decade, where older gymnasts can, in fact, find some success. And she's in a category all her own, which means that her technical skill, her finesse, her artistry, her creativity, that gives her a leg up against those who don't have a ton of experience. But generally, when you get to be 26 years old, which Simone is, because of changes to your physical body, you're not able to do the same feats that younger 13, 14, 15-year-old pixies can do. Not to mention she's married. She got married earlier this year to an NFL player. Oh, did he? So I know her spouse is Jonathan Owens, but I had lost track of where he was.
He's on the Packers now.
He's on the Packers. Yep. Okay. Amazing. More gold for Simone Biles. And to recognize the challenges that she's overcome, it's not just about the games 2 years ago. She was part of that whole Larry Nassar flap with USA Gymnastics where they failed to protect their girls. They failed to protect young women and girls from a monster. The mental and physical anguish and second guessing and shame in a lot of cases. Having that story become public, having the whole world know about it, there's no place to hide. But her courage and the courage of others in USA Gymnastics changed the entire culture. And now she's healthy and obviously thriving again. 4 gold medals at the World Championships alone, 37 medals between World Championships and the Olympics. Simone Biles is absolutely the GOAT. But yeah, she had some questions about how she would get back into this environment of competition and how she would handle it.
I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be on hard surfaces. We're going to be away for so long and day after day coming in and putting on the best show. So I was a little bit worried, but I know that I've been trained properly and that whatever happens, happens. So I wasn't too worried about medal count or medal color this meet. I was even saying to like Joss, and it's like, as long as I get out there, do those routines again, like it's a win in my book. It doesn't matter if I end up on the podium or not. Like, that's not something I care about. Just going out there, competing confidently again, putting up scores for Team USA, and we'll see what happens.
I don't care about medal count. I don't care about colors. That's not what matters. And she repeats that when she talks about the difference between Tokyo or even going back to when she was younger and where she is now.
I think maybe how I let things affect me, and before, whenever I was going out there, it was always, I wouldn't say it was always about medals and count and stuff like that, but I think I worried a little bit more about ending up on the podium, and now I'm just like, I don't care.
It's different, right? You get older. your perspective changes. It doesn't necessarily become about the decoration. It doesn't necessarily become about winning. It becomes about your personal satisfaction. It becomes about doing your best. It becomes about the joy that you find in it. And you can hear the joy in the voice of Simone Biles. So what's changed then since Tokyo 2 years ago?
Blocking out a lot of the outside noise and not letting that bother me, and also doing things that I really enjoy doing and not saying yes to everything. I had to learn how to say no, and that's usually the first response now. And if it doesn't fit into my time or my schedule, then I'm not going to do it and I'm not going to force it. So I think that helped a lot.
Taking care of herself, mental health, so important. More and more athletes will acknowledge, more and more humans are acknowledging, and how getting mentally healthy led her to a place where she could not only compete, but soar and win again. 26 years old, 6 all-arounds at the World Championships, all decorated gold, most international gymnastics medals in the history of the sport. Now at 37 between the Olympics and Worlds. And she wasn't sure that she would ever compete again. A 2-year break. Think about that. In pro sports, in any sport, really, taking a 2-year break. And she only really started working out and practicing and preparing again months ago. But yeah, good for her to get married, find balance in her personal life. That was just in April when she got married. Cabo, apparently, was where one of the wedding ceremonies was held. So they did a courthouse, and then they went to Cabo with not a few of their family and friends, but close to 150 family and friends. Yeah. She did say that she was nervous about getting back into competing. But 30 world championship medals, 7 on the Olympic stage, no doubt. There is no question Simone Biles is a... Wait, that's a sheep. Okay, can it be a sheep? Can it be a goat and still be a sheep? I know I'm an idiot. I ruined the whole thing. Poor Simone. I subjected her to a... I don't know how to... Do you have a goat sound, Jay? I'm
trying.
You're in there trying. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to have to trot out our own After Hours goat because apparently we can't find it. Sounds like children laughing at a goat. Also, here's the funny thing about goats. They make a variety of sounds. You'll hear goats make the funniest noises. Have you ever been in a farm and listened to a goat? They can actually sound like old men.
So I think that's what I'm about to have here in a second.
Uh-oh, I'm nervous. That they can sound like old men? That can't be a goat.
That was a goat. He sounds so distressed.
Stop stressing out the goat. Okay, knock it off. Stop stressing out the goat. That goat was definitely stressed out. Thankfully, Simone Biles is not that kind of a goat. Leave the goats alone. I think, you know what that is? That's humans pretending to make goat noises.
No, I'm
yes, it is.
Them.
It's humans making goat noises. That's awful. Leave the poor goats alone. Why? How many more goats, Jay? There.
That was a pretty normal one.
Those were normal goats. I like it. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio, where we never fail to amuse. Here's our latest sports update. Poor Simone. She didn't deserve that. And here's Marco Belletti.
I don't care.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast. We welcome all kinds here on After Hours.
Tom is listening. Actually, Tom's not listening. He's talking.
Problems in the locker room. Talk about it. Hello?
Go ahead.
I don't know, because I was practicing what
I was going to say, okay. Nine.
Time out. Do you have it written down, or are you practicing in the mirror?
No. I was just practicing what I was planning on saying.
Tom, before I let you go, do you feel like the practice helped?
Oh, of course. Yeah, practice makes the that much more successful. And thanks for having me on the air.
No, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. I've never had someone get caught practicing before.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
What's funnier, to get caught sleeping on the phone, which has happened, oh gosh, a half dozen times. We have a collection of barn animals, or animal noises, kind of like goats, from people who were snoring on the air. And I don't know where they are. Isaac had a collection of them and even put together a piece of production, a montage with some music. I think it was kind of a lullaby music behind. I wish we could find it because it was really funny. It was, again, a collection of different listeners who fell asleep on the phone waiting for me to pick up the phone and talk to them. And they were snoring. And they were snoring so loudly, they must have fallen asleep with the phone right near their mouths. And so they were snoring so loudly that we were able to record them snoring. And we got a horse. We got definitely sheep and goats. Jerry is in D.C. Jerry, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio. Marcus is listening in Milwaukee. Marcus, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio. We put another guy to sleep. He's snoring. I'm 2 for 2. So, Kevin, I know you want to weigh in on the Heisman. What do you think? Kevin fell asleep. I'm not sure it's a compliment, but it's totally awesome.
You had a guy call up that was snoring on the phone, and your laugh was just cracking me up.
I tell my mom all the time, my mom has sleep issues. You just turn on the radio and listen to my show, you'll go right to sleep.
Within the sound of silence.
Jay, you missed that. We haven't had anyone fall asleep lately.
No.
We need more of that just because we need to add to our animal collection. It's our barnyard collection. No cheating either. It has to be authentically people falling asleep on the phone.
No cheating. Agreed.
All right. So you can't use goat sounds from YouTube. That is unfair.
What do you think the wildest animal noise could come out of a person's mouth while they're sleeping?
Like a hissing noise, like a snake.
That'd be a weird one. Imagine like you're on an airplane and someone falls asleep next to you and they're making a noise like that, like a snake. What would you do? Would you tell a stewardess?
I would accidentally elbow them.
very hard in the room.
Whoopsie, sorry. Oh, actually, you know what the move is? Gotta get up. Gotta use the bathroom. Poke, 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 poke,
yep,
poke.
Yep, wake up.
Uh-huh. So sorry. Too sad. Too bad. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. We do collect snorers here on the show. If you haven't yet, actually, I think you're done voting for Monday MVP. We can't take any more votes. It looks as though the poll is closed. Actually, no. Looks like there's still minus 5 minutes left. 2 minutes to go. Jay's got the actual poll starter on his end so he can see the numbers. Mine just says minus 5 minutes left.
That's cryptic.
It is. It's weird.
Yeah, 2 minutes left.
But
it's close.
One dude is pulled in front. Not my dude. Not the guy that I said is an early MVP candidate. I went back and I looked at the numbers for Jared Goff. I'm just telling you, he's a dark horse. You might want to put some odds down on the Lions quarterback. No, don't do that. Because then if you do it and I told you to do it, never mind. Don't do it.
I'm going to do it.
Don't do it. Don't do it. A couple of injury updates. Didn't realize that Devon Achane was hurt, but Mike McDaniel reluctantly sharing that news, kind of cryptically indicating he'll get an MRI this week.
Just something that we're treating that we'll get more information on. But he was he was in and out of the game standard rotation at the end of it like normal, and then he thought that he was he might have something, but he's such a tough kid.
He might have something.
You know, it was kind of tough to read, so we need to evaluate more, and that's what we're doing today.
Is he undergoing like an MRI today or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, there's various things that he's undergoing, handshakes as well, high fives. I think he, from all accounts, he had a good breakfast and lunch.
He is a very unique cat. I've never heard anyone talk like Mike McDaniel. Honestly.
Mature guy.
There's no one on the planet like McDaniel. And that includes his professional proclivities. But the way he speaks to the media and the way he talks and runs interference.
I'm year two, okay?
He had a nice lunch or a nice breakfast and a lunch as well. It's very weird. He's just...
From all accounts, he had a good breakfast and lunch.
What does that have to do with his knee? Absolutely nothing. Same game. Dolphins knocked Daniel Jones out on the sixth sack of the day. And he left with a neck injury. And Brian Daboll, he's just as cryptic about injuries.
I'd say we're optimistic. He's feeling better today. So I think he's moving in the right direction. We'll see where he is, obviously, when he comes back on Wednesday. But doesn't feel terrible today.
He doesn't feel terrible. In other words, his head is still attached to his body via his neck. I guess it's a good thing that he has feeling there.
It's just the fan base that feels terrible.
I wish I had a rim shot. Producer Jay is part of that. Would you like to see him back? Or would you prefer Tyrod Taylor?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know.
Hasn't come to that matter. Yet. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.